The police commissioner for Tony North County, Lieutenant Colonel John Gabriel Deng, says the fighting took place in Quail Village, about 25 kilometers from Waraf Town, on Saturday and Sunday. Deng says armed youth from two communities attack another community in the same area to revenge an earlier killing.
Six people were killed, that include a police officer identified as Deng Madut Magog, rank of major. The fighting continued for several hours around the town before the area youth repulsed the attackers. Many people have been displaced and cattle were also stolen during the fight. The situation is not good as people are still hiding in the bush.
Deng says authorities have deployed security posts around Waraf Town to prevent further clashes. He says fighting continued on Tuesday in Awul, an area located 3 kilometers from Waraf Town, where there is no mobile phone service. The newly appointed governor of Waraf State, Aleu Ayeng Aleu, says the ongoing violence is connected to cattle raiding, revenge attacks, and land disputes. Aleu, a former interior minister and a member of parliament, says he hopes to end the criminal activity in the area by arresting the criminals and returning cattle and other stolen property to the rightful owners. He says he will also strengthen the rule of law and engage young people in vocational training and farming activities.
To be able to do that, you need a holistic approach. Now, once you have arrested, security is all about enforcing law and order in the first place. I may go and do it in 1 month. There must be alternatives. So once you remove the criminality, then what are you doing to the people? Must be followed with services.
Once the criminals are arrested, Aleu says he believes ordinary citizens will be willing to hand over their guns in a feasible disarmament program. Aleu attributes ongoing intercommunal violence in parts of Waraf State to the absence of a strong law enforcement and the proliferation of guns in the hands of civilians. He also says delays in setting up a full transitional government, including at the local level, makes it difficult to enforce law and order.
What is happening down is the absence of governance at the local level. It is not so powerful that to address the onslaught of economic situation and environmental issues that have arisen in the rural areas. Taking this as criminality alone is not correct. There are environmental, social and political reasons that have caused that one.
Aleu says he will work with South Sudan partners to restore lasting peace and harmony in Waraf State.
So I'm going now actually with the problem that have been identified, with the directives of what I'm going to do and with the support I need to address that problem. The first priority is security, is to stem out criminality. One of my missions I'm going in here, I want to engage UNMISS because they have the experience. They have the money to do this job. With the help of us.
Hundreds of people have been killed, injured and displaced from their homes due to intercommunal conflicts in Tony, according to local authorities. Between June and December of 2020, more than 180 people were killed in Tony East County alone. Tony community leaders are holding a two-day feast conference in Juba to try to come up with solutions to end persistent conflicts in the area. For BOA News, Daniel Marengwek in Juba.